On the line is Evan Greer of Fight for the Future. Good morning, Evan. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad to have you because this, at least for me and I think for some of our listeners too, when we talk about net neutrality, it always needs clarification to me. It's not even the concept, but the who's for it, who's against it. We know, we think we know who's going to benefit and who will not benefit from this. But where are we at in terms of net neutrality? Because there's sort of a test going on tomorrow about it.
That's right. Well, so to answer your first question, who's for it and who's against it? That's pretty easy to answer. There's actually just a new poll that just came out that shows that 86% of voters from across the political spectrum, Democrats, Republicans, independents, doesn't matter, agree that they want net neutrality. They oppose the FCC's repeal.
Yeah.
They don't want their cable company controlling what they see and do on the internet.
Yeah, okay, so
from the repeal of net neutrality, Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T.
Yeah, and that explains a lot. It certainly does. But so, okay, so the majority of Americans want net neutrality, and the FCC says, nope, we want to get rid of that. We want to repeal those Obama-era rules. And now what's happening tomorrow with regard – it's Senate Bill 822 that is trying to gut that legislation.
So Senate Bill 822 in California is the strongest attempt to restore net neutrality protections in the country.
Okay.
This is a bill that would restore net neutrality protections for Californians, but also could have an impact out of California. And it's one important thing to note is, you know, people tend to call these Obama-era rules, but the reality is there have been net neutrality rules in place for decades. Barack Obama didn't invent net neutrality.
Yeah.
It's something that's been baked into the internet since its inception. This bill would codify those principles, the idea that your internet service provider should connect you to the entire internet. That's what you pay them for. They shouldn't pick and choose which websites you use, which apps you use, how you listen to music, how you stream video. So this bill, Senate Bill 822, goes before a judiciary hearing tomorrow.
Okay.
In the California Senate. And so this is a really important moment for Californians to call their senators, call your California state senators and tell them you want net neutrality and you want them to pass this bill that will bring it back for California residents.
And it's no surprise that it's coming from California. After all, the tech industry is, based right here in the Bay Area. So it's no surprise there. But I am surprised. Does the FCC have the kind of power to enact or repeal at will?
So the FCC went through its rulemaking process. There was a number of serious issues of fraud and abuse within the FCC's process. But another important thing is that our members of Congress at the federal level have the ability to give an up or down vote on the FCC's repeal using what's called the Congressional Review Act. So outside of California, more broadly for the rest of the country, we're going to be expecting a vote on that in the U.S. Senate sometime early next month, in the middle of May or sometime around then. And all eyes will be on that. That is really, you know, the California bill is incredibly important. It could set a precedent for the rest of the country. But if we win the Senate vote on the Congressional Review Act, we could restore net neutrality protections for
just
everyone.
Across the board. And it's really about placement, isn't it? It's about placement of websites and who's at the top and who's at the bottom, yes?
Well, that's one way of looking at it. But it's also about freedom of speech. Without net neutrality protections, there is no legal requirement that prevents internet service providers from outright blocking or censoring websites that either that they don't like,
yeah,
websites that are run by their competitors, or being pressured to censor websites because they're, you know, quote unquote, politically incorrect or any number of other reasons. So net neutrality is essentially the First Amendment of the internet. It's not just about prioritization. It's also about hearing everyone's voice, making the internet a place where everyone has a voice, not just those that can afford to pay.
And we talked about this when it was initially going on, Evan, about the fact that the chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai, has some history when it comes to big companies who would like to have a bigger hand in this particular issue. And apparently it did not make a big impression at that time. At least it didn't matter enough to leave net neutrality where it was. Could that come into play again somewhere down the line?
Yeah, well, so what you're referring to is that Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC put in place by Donald Trump, is a former top lawyer for Verizon.
Yeah.
And this is a broad problem in our federal government with a revolving door between industry and government. And it's not a new problem. Obama's FCC chairman was also a former telecom lobbyist. So this is, an ongoing problem that needs to be fixed. But again, this is where our members of Congress come into play. Congress is the FCC's boss, and we are Congress's boss. We, their constituents. And so this will absolutely come up, and any member of Congress should be looking at this and saying, look, the outrage that we saw around the FCC repeal was unprecedented. Millions of people contacted their legislators and have asked them to do something about this. Republicans, Democrats, independents, everyone agrees. This is the clearest moment for Congress to act and to actually listen to their constituents and block this repeal of net neutrality, send the FCC back to the drawing board, and ensure that these basic protections for all of us remain, for freedom of speech, for innovation, for small businesses, for everything that we use the Internet for. That's what's at stake here, and it's really up to our members of Congress to do the right thing and listen to the public rather than just listening to these massive corporations that are spending a tremendous amount of lobbying against the basic interests of everyone in the country.
And it's probably a very good thing, Evan, that net neutrality has such support countrywide at this stage of the game, because let's face it, when Democrats in California present something in our own state, let alone as a sort of a beacon for the rest of the country to follow, it's not often well received in all parts of the powers that be in Washington. In fact, some people rail against us just because we're Democrats from California.
That's correct. And again, that's why it's so important to underscore that this is not a left-right issue.
Yeah.
Libertarians and conservatives agree. They don't want their cable company to be able to speed up CNN and slow down Fox News or Breitbart or other websites. This also is really just a fundamental economic issue. Without net neutrality, it essentially puts a tax on the entire economy for the benefit of a few large monopolies. That's going to harm small businesses. That's going to harm innovation. It's essentially an end run around the free market to benefit, again, just a few companies at the expense of the rest of our economy. So, while it may be that California is sort of leading the way on this, everyone should be paying attention to the fact that this is not a partisan issue outside of Washington, D.C., and if our members of Congress, know what's good for them, they won't end up on the wrong side of it just ahead of a tight election year.
So what's the next thing we should be looking for in terms of forward movement on this issue?
So, again, tomorrow is this judiciary hearing in the California
Senate. Here in California, right.
SB 822. So that's the, we need to get through that hurdle. So everyone should be calling and telling them to support the bill. Then after that, that bill will likely head to an actual vote in the California Senate toward the end of May. So that's, the moment to be paying attention for the California bill.
Yeah.
Now, again, for this Congressional Review Act at the federal level, that'll be coming up sometime in the middle of May. So this is all very much coming into a head next month. I know, maybe some people have been following this for a while and they're like, man, this net neutrality thing has been going forever.
Yeah.
But, now's the moment to pay attention. It's coming back up again. It's going to be over the next couple of weeks. Decisions will be made that could impact the future of the Internet. So this is a moment to pay attention, to follow groups like my organization, Fight for the Future, Free Press, Demand Progress, EFF. There's lots of groups out there working on this. Plug in, pay attention, because there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, so if the poll numbers make any difference, and clearly they do, to lawmakers around the country, imagine what it would mean to have that percentage of voters actually contact their legislators, no matter what state you live in, and make that same case. It seems to me that would probably have an effect on how the vote went.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, another thing that we've really seen is incredibly impactful is pressure from small businesses. Again, small businesses have the most at stake here. Yep. They're the ones that are going to be screwed by this. The Facebooks and Googles of the world are going to be just fine. It's small businesses and startups that are really going to suffer here and the rest of us as a result. So, you know, we have an open letter at businessesfornetneutrality.com that small businesses can sign on to. That's another incredibly impactful way to help. But you're absolutely right that calling your legislators, contacting them is one of the basic things that everyone should be doing on this. If you care about it at all, don't sit on your butt. Give a call. It's worth it. It makes a difference.
All right, Evan, thanks for settling the score with us this morning, and we will certainly keep a watchful eye on this subject. Thanks for being here.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
That is Evan Greer of Fight for the Future, obviously a big proponent of net neutrality, along with over 80% of the country at large.